Evander, you guys had momentum with those two quick goals that you had at the end of the first, beginning of the second, but then that penalty string of penalties seemed to hamper you.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good first period. You know, I thought we spent a lot of time in their zone. You know, obviously we tie the game early in the second and give up the goal right back, but you know, it's still a one goal hockey game, and even when it's 4-2, again we had some chances that they didn't go in, and you know, every time they got an opportunity, it seemed to have in the back of our net.
What's the impact of losing Erik Karlsson, especially against a top offensive team like these guys?
Sorry?
What's the impact of losing Erik Karlsson, especially against a top offensive team like these guys?
Well, I mean, he's obviously a top defenseman in the league, but at the same time, it's no matter who it is, you know, it's always next man up, and we've played without a lot of our top D throughout the course of the season and played well. I mean, we played with three guys that are normally out of the lineup against these guys at home and beat them. So, you know, it really obviously it's a loss, but you know, it's not an excuse.
Is there any emotional impact? Because obviously, you guys knew the level of competition you were going up against here.
You know what? Again, I didn't think the score was super indicative of how the game went. You know, I thought we carried the play, to be honest, for most of the game. But like I said, every mistake we made, or you know, when we took penalties, they capitalized on those opportunities. So you know, I thought they were, it was a little bit of an opportunistic game for them, and like I said, we'll move on and regroup and get ready for Monday. Thanks, guys.